Welcome to the Mega Power Hour featuring yours truly, Captain Hugs, and the world famous and 1 year older J-Rock. We come at you every other week with sports news, and we even give out the best sexual advice, guys. So if you're having trouble sealing the deal, give the Captain and the J-Rock a call on the Mega Power Hour. J-Rock, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty amped up for tonight. Ready to go. I'm ready to get this show started. How you doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is our second attempt. The app is being stupid again. But anyway, we're not going to let this ruin J-Rock's birthday bash of a show. So how was your birthday?
It was pretty good. We had a little get-together, you know. People showed up, brought booze. Like, I always got a rule. If you bring me beer. That's all you got to do.
So you got birthday presents as and beer.
No, I got beer as birthday presents.
Yeah, was Monk Actual there, the former guest of our show?
Well, no, he copped out because I think he came in contact with someone with COVID.
Oh, no shit.
So, yeah. So, that's all that's going on. COVID era is in full effect, so you gotta be careful.
Yikes. My wife came down with a cold, and she swears it's not COVID, so... We'll see if the captain dies or not. We'll see in every next episode. If I'm here, then it wasn't COVID. If it's not, then it wasn't COVID. So,
well, I mean, you said before, you brag and boast about having a great immune system, then you probably won't be affected by it, even if you did catch it.
Wow, that's 100% true. I've literally tried to get COVID and it just doesn't happen. So tell me a little about what does a J-Rock birthday bash like spread consist of?
All right, so last night my chick made most of this stuff, by the way. I went and picked up a wing tray. She made like some ham and cheese sliders, some dips, cocktail wings, you know, like little finger foods.
Right.
Are you in like a hurricane? What's the deal with all the wind?
Oh, can you hear the wind?
Hell yeah, I can hear the wind.
Damn it. All right, I'll move. I'm just outside, and the wind's died down a little bit. If it gets bad again, let me know. Your lady, by the way, has caused quite the stir on the old Twitter machine.
Yeah, last night, you know, I was getting pretty buzzed and tipsy. We were all hanging out, like, in the kitchen and stuff. I was doing spin-a-roonies.
Were you really?
On the floor. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I did like four or five. I can't remember, but I was like nailing them. Not as good as Booker T, obviously, but I'm like,
I don't know why this wasn't filmed and posted.
Oh, because I'm really fat and I'm insecure about it. But anyway, I was not too bad for a big guy.
Yeah, all right.
For a husky fella, it's not too bad doing spinner rooties on the floor.
I would love to see that. Anyway, so
well, come on down. I'll show you firsthand.
Okay. All right. So does your lady know how many likes and everything like that her cleavage got? Did you tell her?
Yeah, I told her it was like over 20. She didn't know I took the picture.
She didn't.
No. She didn't know. And so I told her like this morning, and I'm like, look, because it was, I kept, all right, she was wearing a flattering shirt, obviously, because she wanted to show them off, you know.
Right.
So I couldn't stop looking at them. So I had to take a picture of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well.
That's pretty good. Pretty good set.
And you turned, turned 44,
I'm a lucky guy.
Right? You turned
44? Yeah, I turned 44, yeah.
Nice. Any difference between 34 and 44?
Oh, there's a ton of difference. I'd kill to be 34 right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Damn. 9 in a couple weeks.
I'd kill to be like 37.
Really?
Yeah, 37 was a pretty good age. I think, after, like I said before on previous shows, like at 41 over, is you start feeling stuff like dramatically with your body changing and this and that. And Father Time gets everybody. Can't help it.
Well, that remains to be seen with me.
But, well, as long as you do your running stuff and your cardio, you'll be fine. You don't struggle with your diet.
No, I don't.
The way a lot of people do. I do. I struggle with my diet. It's a struggle, but I try and it fails, and then I give in. Try again.
Well, at least, I mean, at least you try. A lot of people just don't try at all.
Yeah, so. I kind of get why they don't try, because it fucking sucks.
Right. So, we had a slate of NFL games, and I know some people aren't into the NFL to listen to the show, but we are. We're not going to talk about them very long, so just hold tight, okay? Packers are scoring 42 points a game so far this year. That can't continue, can it? Please say no, J-Rock.
Oh, they look like the favorites, and possibly in the NFC.
That's ridiculous.
Well, who else looks better right now?
No one, but it's ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah.
I hate it.
I hate to say it, but it's just what it is.
I know. So, and then our beloved Bears go down to Atlanta, and which is, it's just a tough place to play. You know, Matt Ryan's always good, Julio Jones, but there's no crowd there, so it's just kind of like, eh, what's it matter?
Well, there's no fans, and I think that kind of plays a part in some of the players' performances, I think. I think it kind of it helps them, maybe.
It
probably does. Like last week, I was over at Matt's, my brother Matt. Uh-huh. It was his birthday. He has a birthday a week before me.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. So I was watching my game. He was watching his. We were kind of like man caving it up in the living room. It was like both TVs were side by side. Uh-huh. So I was watching my game. He was watching his, right? Mitch was on fire. And these guys weren't even trying to help him out. And I was like, my God, are you kidding me?
Oh, I know.
Perfect pass to Miller in the end zone. It would have been like 21-0, and then the route is on.
Yep, yep. Miller did not have a good game. He's not.
No, he didn't.
He's on the cusp.
A-Rob really didn't either, but I'll give him a pass because he usually doesn't have those games.
That was a really bad timing on A-Rob's part to have a bad game.
Yeah, especially to get mugged like that, but hey, I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
But it's usually it comes down with that pass.
You know what sucks is that, like, you know, Mitch threw that ball, but it was like a perfect ball. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was perfect. Like, A-Rob should have had it. It's like, but that counts against Mitch. You know, it's like,
yeah, well, don't tell those PFF football nerds that critique every throw, for God's sakes. Like, dude, there's going to be guys opening on every team. Yeah. It's not just Mitch, bro. It's not Mitch missing the open guy on the swing,
yeah,
or whatever. Every quarterback misses these throws. They don't see that.
Right.
Can you? I jinxed him when he threw that pass to Mooney when it was like a scramble drill.
Oh, right.
And he threw it, and it was a touchdown, right? And I was like, oh, my God, he's turned the corner. And then, like, later, nothing. Like, we ain't getting nothing later on, nothing at all. But okay. Here's the thing with the coaching. If he has a turnover, they're like, Nagy's asshole gets tight. He starts clinching, and they're, like, going super conservative.
Well, I mean, I can kind of see why he would do that, because Mitch tends to suck sometimes, so I can see why his butthole gets tight.
No, you gotta let him play through it. You gotta trust him sometime.
Yeah.
To do it. If you can trust him in the two minutes of the game, of the final final 2 minutes, then you gotta trust him to get over the turnover debacle.
Right.
Or whatever you call it. And then Pagano goes in to prevent with a 10-point lead, and you just don't do that. I mean, the defense played great, and the people were giving crap about the defense or whatever. I think they played good, but I think Pagano, he gets conservative as well. They both do. We're like, a 10-point lead is nothing in the NFL now.
No, it's not. I hate the prevent defense, but, I mean, it worked. It worked. We won. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't want to lose a Daniel Jones because he played for Duke, and – him and Mitch were in college and played against each other. He won the game in college, and now he's lost two games against Mitch. Right. So how does that feel?
Yeah. Right.
Plus, the dude's like second leading guy in turnovers behind Winston, like total in the past, you know, season and a half or whatever. Mm-hmm. That, yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to spend too much time on the football, just because I don't want to alienate, you know, some of, right. some right. of our audience.
Well, it, locally near me, the Panthers are sucking really bad. So,
Well,
but they're competing in the games. They're just they're not talented enough to win them.
Who's the quarterback again, Carolina?
Bridgewater.
Oh, Bridgewater. That's right. I was hoping the Bears got him, but
no, I would. I didn't want Bridgewater at all.
You know, we're 2-0, but I still want to see Nick Foles in this offense. I want to see it just for a game. Just give me a game with Nick Foles as quarterback. I need to see it.
I mean, we'll probably get one when Mitch gets banged up or hurt. It'll happen.
Yeah. So I got a text message from you. I'm going to give you all the credit in the world for this. I got a text message from you when I was at work, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was in a kindergarten class.
All right.
And you said, hey, tweet this. I'm like, okay. What's something you can say during sex and watching a wrestling match? And I was like, holy shit, that is amazing. That is a perfect, perfect question. And I was like, I need to tweet this right away. So I walked away from a kid, went to the back of the room, and I tweeted that. And it went freaking crazy. Like, it's the most popular question tweet that we've ever had. You know, like I said, the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, is a tough nut to crack. Like, it is very clicky. You notice that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it kind of cracked a little bit, honestly.
Yeah, oh, it did. It was semi-viral. I don't know if viral, like, how many tweets is considered, how many retweets is considered viral.
I don't know, but there was, like, 50 retweets, and there was, like, 100 comments, so that's pretty good. And, you know, you stepped up your tweeting game.
Yeah, well, I was literally afraid, so I had
this. So I kind of felt bad.
You felt the bad. Last you didn't episode. Feel bad.
I kind of felt bad about it. I was like, yeah, you were too hard on them, maybe. And then I got messages saying I did the right thing and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's kind of even keel, but it's for the greater good of everything.
I would like to know who those messages were from, Georgia.
Yeah. But that, and plus probably the other ones too.
Oh, just, really?
Yeah, really.
Probably Mark.
So, we took a month off. Like, you wanted to just troll, and I had to do it.
Mark.
But
Mark,
it's gotten better.
Buck. And probably Riley.
it's gotten better. Your tweet game's gotten better. The account game's gotten better, even though you got hacked.
I did get hacked. That was crazy. I just lost. I don't know. Like, I got an email from Twitter saying that somebody in – it was someplace in Arizona. I can't remember where it was. Mesa, I think. Like, logged into our account. And then it just I lost all control of it. And I was like, son of a bitch. Because, you know, we had 850 followers at that time, you know, and trying to get it back and, like, trying to tweet, like, the Twitter, like, support is just useless. I don't know what they even have that for because I can't get a response from them.
Right.
So I made a new account, and that was just, I mean, we got, like, 100 and some followers, and Georgia helped us out a lot with that. And everybody that followed us, I thank you very much. But I ended up emailing Twitter. They sent me a form. I filled in the form, and then they sent me like a reset password thing, and I was able to get it back somehow. I don't know. Because I tried to reset that password a million times, and it wouldn't let me. It just said the account's not there. But whatever Twitter did for me made me get it back. So thanks, Twitter.
It finally worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been super bummed if we couldn't have got that account back because it's been growing. And the quest for 1K is well on its way.
Yeah, we're getting there. We got like 909 or something like that. We should do a giveaway when we get to 1,000. We should. I don't know what.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what either, but it's going pretty good.
Like, I know those AEW little toys are popular. I should try. Target doesn't carry them. I don't know who does.
No, it's Walmart. Walmart.
It's just Walmart. I don't even go to Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a Kenny Omega that I sent you, that I sent a picture of.
Yeah. Did you play with it?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm just going to leave it like it is, like all of them that I have. So that's the first AEW action figure that I have. And it's probably not going to be the last. They're $20. So
what?
Yeah, they're $20, and
why
they sell
are they
out.
$20?
They've sold out 3 times already at my Walmart.
I don't understand why they're $20. They should be like $10.
No, they're 20.
That's ridiculous.
No, I mean, they're selling out.
AEW like, gouging their fans.
That Kenny Omega one was the last one there, and the box was kind of ripped, but mm-hmm. I still bought it and taped up the box. I'm just not going to take it out of the box.
Wow. If you had like every single AEW wrestler action figure available, would you have picked Kenny Omega? And you could only pick one. Would you have picked Kenny Omega, or would you have?
But the first ones what I would get would be Jericho and Omega.
Okay.
And Mox. I don't think Mox is on the first edition one yet.
That's weird, because he was
the
like,
Brandy one's like really hard to come by, and it's becoming like a really big collector's item.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Well, that's because she's awful.
Yeah. She's getting better. I'll give her a little bit of credit.
She
shouldn't be just all on the TV every time. So,
you know, I've been kind of a transient the last couple weeks, my fault. so I haven't.
You've been a trans what?
Transient. Living out of a bag the last couple weeks. That's 100% my fault, by the way. And
hobo captain.
Yeah, hobo captain. So I was able to see SmackDown earlier today, this last SmackDown, but I haven't been able to watch NXT, Raw, or even flip to AEW to like make fun of it. So I haven't even really, but I saw a picture of Cody Rhodes. He's got his hair colored black now. What's the story with that?
I think he's turning heel.
He's a heel Cody Rhodes.
I think he's turning heel. I think that was back when he was like, what was it, Ravishing Cody Rhodes or whatever it was in WWE?
I don't even know. I wasn't watching when he was there.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't either. So let's be real about it. You don't really watch NXT all that much. So
I do too. I
call the spade a spade.
No. I do watch NXT when I can. It's
like you're always like, why does NXT have to move off Wednesdays? I'll give you a perfect example right now. Okay. You ever go to the ballpark where people playing full court basketball, playing a pickup game?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Who leaves the court? The winners or the losers?
Okay. First off, AEW.
Yeah. No, the losers leave the court. The losers do not keep playing. The winners keep playing. AEW on Wednesday nights is the winners every night.
Look, Vince McMahon can afford to put NXT against AEW to hurt its numbers. I 100% admit that I'm sure that they could probably move nights, but Vince McMahon doesn't want to because he doesn't want AEW to succeed. And
well, if they keep getting crappy ratings, like USA will pull the plug.
Listen,
eventually.
Listen, it's on the USA network. Okay, they're lucky to get a couple hundred thousand on shit that they show anyway. So if they get 600 to 800, they're happy as shit.
No, they're not happy.
They are happy. They're happy.
No, they're not. You know they're not happy.
I guarantee
they can. They can always go back to the network if USA don't want to play them, you know, have them on their spot anymore.
Well, why did AEW have to pick Wednesday night? And don't give me that Tuesday, Thursday NBA shit. They could be on Saturday.
Yeah, it's the NBA stuff. It's TNT. TNT. What is TNT known for?
Shawshank Redemption.
NBA.
Shawshank Redemption.
NBA. NBA.
They're known for NBA.
All
Elite Wrestling.
And right now it's All Elite. And it's They, I know they're not going to move, but it would be better for everybody. But let me tell you something: the losers get off the court when you lose. The winners stay on. And
well,
that's just
okay, but then, okay, but then WWE would have left Monday Night Raw would have left Mondays because they got the shit kicked out of them from 83 weeks. See that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but it could have. Like, USA wasn't happy about all their numbers either.
And USA Network was really happy with their numbers. They were just losing to Nitro. They were getting amazing numbers.
Yeah, we're getting amazing numbers, not compared to WCW.
Well, WCW was killing. I mean, NWO, you couldn't.
And plus, everything's more broad. Everything's more broader. Everything's at the palm of your hand right now.
Do you feel, I worry about Hulk Hogan sometimes. I saw him tweet this morning. I don't know if you saw it. Like, he was he took a picture of him. He was freaking jacked when he was in the NWO, by the way. He looked good. He was on
he
was on his NWO bike, and he's like, I sold everything but this bike and everything like that. I was like, oh man, I feel so horrible. I'm like, I loved that man so much growing up, and just, and then he was NWO. I loved him. It was like, I hope he's okay. Like, I think he's depressed.
About what specifically?
Well, I mean, his wife started banging his son's friend, and
that was years ago, though.
Yeah, I know, but God, I and you know, he can't wrestle anymore, and he's just kind of out of the limelight a little bit. He comes back every now and then, but still. You know, I wish WWE would find something for him. That's what I wish.
Yeah, well, he's banned from AEW, so my hopes of seeing him appear are not even in the realm.
He don't want to go to AEW.
Oh, dude, like you said last week, everybody has a price. I'm sure Hogan would if the price was nice.
Yeah, right.
By the way, someone's trying to call in, so what number do you have right there for the call-in?
It's 563. I tweeted it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, the caller says that they can't call in for some reason.
I have no missed calls on the phone. I'm waiting for it.
Oh.
There, it's, let me see. What the hell is it? I tweeted it on the Mega Power Hour page.
Or did you tweet it under the,
No, it's 340-1250. I tweeted it 34 minutes ago on the Mega Power Hour page.
Okay. Well, I guess retweet it again.
You may retweet it. Could you message that person and tell them the number?
Tell me the number again, because I'm in the DM right
Ooh,
now.
Oh, J-Rock it in the DM. Let's see here. 56
area code first.
563-340-1250.
1250. 1250. Okay. 1250. All right. So it was our former guest of the show that the episode blew up. So I'll just give you the hint there.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah.
I miss her.
So we'll see. She said she was trying to call in, so maybe not. Anyway, so like you were saying about Hogan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel sorry for
him? Yeah, I feel sorry for him because I feel like he knows that it's, you know, wrestling's passed him by, and he's just kind of like he's a has-been. And I hate that. I hate that because I love that guy so much. And he tweets some depressing shit sometimes. Like, really depressing shit.
He gets in his feelings. Everybody has feelings. Everybody gets depressed.
Yeah.
I don't see him as washed up. I see him as a legend. So
I just think that maybe that depresses him that he's a legend. Like, he still wants to be WWE champion. He still wants all that. Like I don't want him.
He can't even move around in the ring.
I know. I know. I'm afraid.
Give up that stuff. It's over.
If he did the atomic leg drop, I'm afraid his back would break in half.
He should do a movie.
So, I don't know if Mr. Ducky's going to call in, but did you watch that match that me and Ducky wanted you to watch or no?
No, I didn't.
What the hell? You had a week's time.
I know, but I've been a transient. I've been living out of a bag.
That's right.
If anybody wants to know what that means of me living out of a bag, they can DM me and I'll tell them, but I don't really want to tell it on the show.
Yeah, hobo captain in full effect.
Yeah, J-Rock knows, but Captain has been a very bad boy. No, I'm not like in prison or anything. Don't but you know, this is bad.
Right. So you don't have data on your phone look up a match on
data.
YouTube?
I have data, but
or Wi-Fi or wherever you're at, whatever. Whatever.
Some of the places
rec center you're hanging out at, taking showers.
Some
and
of
stuff,
the places I was staying didn't have the best Wi-Fi, and I couldn't even get LTE, so it's just kind of bad. But I promise I will get that watched before the next show, Ducky. I promise. I don't even remember what show it was. Did you tell Georgia, by the way?
It was, yeah, I sent the your number. It was the Magnum TA versus Tully Blanchard I Quit match at Starrcade. You need to watch that. It's pretty good.
Okay, I got it. Before I forget, Mark got your shirt. Did you see that picture?
Yeah,
your
I saw
shirt,
it.
Your
yeah.
shirt looks pretty cool. I got it. I like it.
Well, which shirt's cooler?
My shirt's cooler.
I'm just saying, if you're not if it's not you, if he's just some guy that sees two shirts laying side by side, which one you pick?
Well, the one guy sitting in the cornfield with a leather coat on.
He's sitting all by himself. I guess that art imitates life.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You are right. Did you see that fake Dave Meltzer? Oh, my God. Did you see what kind of stir he caused?
There's rumors and accusations going around about that account and who it belongs to.
JP Warhorse. What's his name? He fights in AEW sometimes. Is it just Warhorse? What is it?
It's JP. Yeah, JP.
Did they call him JP Warhorse?
No, his name's Warhorse.
Okay. I mean, it was like he was going to sign with WWE, and Warhorse like retweeted it, and everybody's going nuts. And then something about Mustafa Ali signing with New Japan.
But see, here's the thing: Meltzer doesn't tweet shit like that.
Well, he started, I guess.
No, he didn't. That account has like 100 followers, bro. That's not Meltzer. There's rumors and accusations going around that it is you.
No, it's not. No, I don't got time. I do not have time to run my super popular Captain Hugs page and the Mega Power page and a fake Dave Meltzer page. I do not have time for that. I'm too busy.
Which page gets more action these days? Your page or the Mega page?
Oh, definitely the Mega page. Definitely. I feel like I don't even tweet that much on my normal page anymore. Except like during
sometimes, yeah, I agree. Sometimes I don't think you do.
It's on
me. I just go. I go hog crazy. I just go wild.
I know you do. I know you do. Okay. So, oh God, I love J-Rock so much. I can't even explain it. But what's something you can say during sex and watching a wrestling match? So I had to tell little innocent little Liam, who's a little kid, a little baby that I was. Yeah, he's very special needs, and I say, hey, hold on, Liam, I gotta go, and walked to the back of the room, tweeted this real quick, and I was able to check it like probably a half hour later. Shit was like you know at the bottom of your phone, like on the Twitter page, like the little bell. Have you ever had it where it said 20 plus?
Oh my! Sometimes overnight, like if I know I gotta fire a tweet before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. Or I'm drunk before I pass out for the night.
Yeah,
I'll just wake up to it, and there's a good number of hits on it.
Yeah, so I was like 20 plus. I was like, holy shit! You don't know what happened? I forgot to tell you this: that Twitter actually messaged me, like gave me like a heads up, like, hey, you're getting a lot of notifications. Do you want to filter some of this? I was like,
oh, that's pretty cool.
I know. I was like, no. I want everybody's like.
So do you got any good answers?
Yeah. So what's something you can say during sex and watch a wrestling match? I said, who's the third man? You know, like, who's the third man? What do you think about that?
That would be something that Bill Mervil would probably say. Probably.
Fuck Bill Mervil. That's what I say. Yeah. Giorgio would get mad at me, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So,
a lot of them, let's see, like at JagR711, who's your daddy? Thanks to the good old JR. Is JR like sexually creepy on AEW?
Man, no, he's on Twitter.
Oh,
sometimes AEW, but like when sometimes you just see him and it's just, I don't even know how to put it. Like he's plugging his barbecue sauce and there's people tweeting him, oh, I love your sauce. And he's like, yeah, I would. It goes great on my penis if you suck it off or something. I've seen stuff similar to that.
Yeah.
That would be like an innuendo. Not all that, you know, perverted, but mm-hmm. That's how I take it. You know, that's.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And then at Lodi Dodi 17, Rich, we know him. He won the t-shirt from us one time. He got an NWO shirt. He said, "What a slobber knocker." Okay. Our good friend Sarah Carter 22 said, "I don't think it's supposed to bend like that, is it?" Or yikes. So
all right.
Yeah, a lot of them a slobber knocker from JR. Oh, this is kind of funny. Time to do my finish. It doesn't say who it's from. I don't know. Let's see. What was yours? Do you know?
I did a couple of them. She's got a foreign object.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one. Yeah.
Another one was, this move looks like it hurts a lot, but mm-hmm. it really doesn't.
Okay.
I can't remember what the other one was. I have no clue.
Okay. And our good friend Buck, he came up with a good one. Here comes the money shot. I think that was Val Venus's like finishing move, I think.
Yeah, that was Val Venus.
Yeah. And, let's see. At Jinuk, G-I-N-U-H-K, said, "What? That was the finish? That's pretty good. At J. Ray Dub says, "Here comes the hot tag."
Nice.
This is a fine-looking fellow, James J. Rock 36. I don't know if you know him or not. He said, "Here."
Oh, yeah. That was the last one, yeah.
At C Penny 81 said, "Finger poke of doom." I like that.
Yeah.
Jeff Godman 1 says he's using the split crotch technique. Jeff, that was good. Big Jungus 97. Well, that was an underwhelming finish. Darn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of quote tweets.
Yeah, there was. Yep.
Because it filtered into to some of the IWC. Like there was some pretty big accounts that quote tweeted that, by the way.
Was there? I didn't even know.
There was.
PJ the Alterations said, "Pin me and make it good." I like that. Some people said, "Pound it." Our friend Bill Merville, he said, "Whopper sauce makes this more enjoyable." Bet you didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Him and his Whopper sauce. Good for him.
I know. There was a couple.
By the way, this is like the fourth show without Bill calling in or anything. So
I know.
He is officially MIA.
He is MIA. And
is officially on my shit list.
Shit list too. At Samuel Cofflow said, "Suck it." That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was nice. Simplicity is best.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I could keep going on and on and on and on and on about it. But that was just like a fun little thing that happened during the week. So,
yeah, it was a blast seeing all the comments and stuff and all the retweets. It was it was perfect.
Yes, it was.
So we got to outdo ourselves. So there we go. We have that to look forward to.
Yep. Let's see here. All right. Okay, so we got the Mega Hour viral treat. WWE news. I'm trying to think, is there any news? We got Clash of Champions coming up tomorrow.
Well, you want to talk about your infatuation with Retribution now?
Oh, T-Bar? Is that what it is?
Is that short for titty bar?
T-Bar. T-Bar is made Retribution legitimate. Just him alone. He pretty much owned Chris Jericho, and that doesn't happen very often. Jericho's pretty good on Twitter, and he kind of won today. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a battle, not a war. Like, you win the battle, but you're not gonna win the war with Chris.
Yeah, with Jericho. I mean, so Jericho quote tweeted something about, you know, the contracts with Retribution, and you know what? I think they should have just left that alone, because I kind of agree with Jericho. It's kind of like, what? Like, okay. Like, I get it. I get why Jericho said, huh. But then T-Bar said something with huh, and then all the, like, COVID accusation against Jericho for having a concert.
Yeah. So They said the concert was 250,000 people in like middle in North Dakota.
Wouldn't that be like the biggest concert ever?
Yeah, that is crazy. That is what was it, a festival? Was it Sturgis? Like, what was going on in North Dakota that 250,000 people were there at the same time?
Was it North Dakota
during
or South Dakota?
During the pandemic. I don't know.
To have been Sturgis. It had to have been.
Yeah, it had to have been. Like, there had to be other bands too, not just Fozzy.
Did you watch that that reality show on True TV about that bar in Sturgis?
Oh, with the lead singer that ran it from Jackal?
Yeah, Jackal, and then the guy with like the long dreads.
Yeah, I didn't really watch it. I seen like a few episodes here and there, but like I wasn't like, hey, I got to tune into this shit. So
I loved that show. I wish it would come back, but the bar burnt down or something like that.
Yeah, I did hear it did burn down.
I can't remember the name of it though.
You know,
anyway,
what's his name? Jesse James, the lead singer of Jackal.
Yeah, Jackal. Yeah, he always did like crazy stunts and shit like that.
Yeah, well, he said he was a lumberjack. That was a song they were famous for. Well,
yeah,
should have been a fireman instead.
Yeah. So, I'm like everybody on Twitter on the IWC, the pickiest group on the history of the planet, hates Retribution, hates it. And
right,
you know, and maybe they got a good point. I don't know, but let's wait until we find out who the leader of Retribution is. What if it's somebody totally awesome? Like, what if it's somebody so shocking that it makes the group legitimate? Like,
I mean, aren't they wearing like half masks now where you can kind of see who they are or no?
Well, yeah, but they have to have a leader. I mean, maybe T-Bar is their leader. I don't know, but they got to have some kind of surprise leader on who it is. And I used to think it was going to be Roman Reigns, but I really don't think it is anymore. By the way, Roman Reigns is climbing my ladder of favorite pro wrestlers now. Like, just his character now with him and Paul Heyman is like, I love it.
Well, he's taking shots at the Raw show, by the way.
I mean, that's fine. Like, yeah. To be honest with you, Raw.
He doesn't believe in fake MMA bullshit either. So good for him.
By the way, Dolph Ziggler won.
Jesus Christ.
He got him in a California clutch or something like that.
My God.
He choked the guy out.
Oh my awesome. God. Get real. Get real.
Listen, Dolph Ziggler is amazing.
This is why I don't like Raw Underground, because Dolph Ziggler is like your lead guy in underground fighting, which is just bullshit.
Well, no, Braun's been in it, and there's another huge dude in it. And oh, hold on, just one second. We're gonna call the Captain and J Rock show. Just one second.
We got action.
Hello, you're on the Captain and J Rock show. Who is this?
This is Buck. What's up, my guy?
Buck, how you doing? J Rock, can you hear him at all?
Yeah, I can hear Buck. What's up, Buck?
What's going on, J Rock? How's the birthday weekend treating you?
I'm going strong. That's all I can say.
All right, brother. What part of the show am I interrupting? Wrestling, Bears?
We talked about the Bears. We're kind of arguing over wrestling now and stuff like that. You know how we are.
I hear you, bro. Hey, I was hoping I'd catch the Bears talk. I want to know why we have the angriest fan base at 2-0.
We have the angriest fan base in the world because we are miserable people. That's pretty much all I can think of.
I thought Winnie Man would help out with that shit, but I think Twitter—they're getting mad on Twitter now that we're winning.
I know every single win, we're like, "Fuck this shit," you know. So,
oh yeah, man, that shit needs to stop already.
It does. I was telling J Rock earlier in the show, we're 2-0, but you know what I want to see, Buck? I want to see just one game. I want to see a game with Foles running the offense. I just want to see what it looks like. Like, if it's better, if it's worse, I just want to see it.
I think knowing Mitch goes out one or two games every year, we might see that. Yeah, there, so.
I mean, but if we keep winning, you know, I don't want to see Mitch get hurt, but I don't know.
That's the thing. We're in a conundrum there.
Yeah, definitely. So we had
you'll see Nick Foles when we win the wrap up the NFC and we have a bye.
Oh, I love that.
Week 15.
Yeah, like week 15. Hey, and you know what? Buck got you really good, J Rock. He said that you make fun of Captain because he lives in a cornfield, but you had to drive 30 minutes to meet a Domino's guy.
No, I didn't drive. My dad did, and there was local pizza places there. He didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, but it's still pretty freaking country of you. You got to admit.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, every state has rural places. You know, I was in a rural part of North Carolina.
J-Rock's getting all defensive. So, Buck... Buck, do you keep up with wrestling now, or you just kind of like read the news, or do you keep up with it at all?
I just from what I see, your guys' page interacting with everybody on, I haven't actually like sat down and watched anything in a long time, like a live Monday Night Raw or something. Probably been at least 5 years.
If you ever want to see a pay per view and you want to download the WWE Network, just shoot me a DM and I'll give you my password.
Appreciate that, man. I'm a big fan of Royal Rumble. Go check out a Royal Rumble anytime.
Oh, I love Royal Rumble. Yeah, that is great. Coming up in January, I will give you my password. You watch that, all right?
Sounds good. What are your recommendations for if I was to start watching wrestling now? What show should I start off with?
Oh, God. J-Rock, you got this?
I mean, I'll let you go ahead.
Well, my favorite show right now is SmackDown. That's on Friday night on Fox. That's what I would start with, and then I would go to Raw, and then I would go to NXT, and then after that, there is nothing.
Please. Go SmackDown and go Dynamite, and the rest of it is garbage.
Dynamite's on Wednesdays, right?
Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on TNT, home of the NBA and AEW.
AEW.
Yeah, I'm gonna give both a run, and then how about I just let you guys know which one I thought was better, and we'll go from there.
All right, please do that, and please be on my side. Look, I have no one on my side.
Listen. There is a tag team called the Lucha Bros in AEW, and I think you would freaking love them.
Lucha Bros.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look them up tonight. Man, I gotta go see Kyle. My daughter's at a friend's house, so I'm gonna look them.
All right.
Yeah, look them up. Lucha Brothers, AEW. One of the best tag teams by far in the whole industry.
My eyes have rolled behind my head. I can't get it back. I'm no longer going to be able to see ever again. But, Buck, it was amazing to hear from you. Can I get a score prediction between the Bears and the Falcons from you? Please say the Bears win. What do you got?
I got the Bears. I'm going to say 34, and I'll say the Falcons. 24.
Wow. 34 to 24. Mitch is going to throw how many touchdowns tomorrow?
I got two throwing, but I got a big save for Montgomery, bro.
Montgomery looks good, I got to admit.
Yeah, I think he's going to keep going for him. He's a good kind of animal.
Yeah, definitely. So, Buck, I love you. J-Rock loves you. Please call in again.
Yes, sir. Love both of you guys, man. J-Rock, happy birthday. Hey, Cap, you two left. What about Cap shirts available?
What did you say?
You still have those What About Cap shirts available?
Of course I do. Of course.
All right, brother. I'm going to be scooping one of those up. I'll PayPal you here soon.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you so much.
What's your name, man? You guys have a good night. Happy birthday, J-Rock.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Buck.
All right, you guys have a good show, man.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm going to be winning 2-1, J-Rock. 2-1.
It doesn't really count when I designed a shirt for you.
still.
Doesn't really count when and my brother designed logos and stuff and shirts and this and that. It's like, yeah, all right, Captain. All right, cool. All right.
Listen, and that reminds me. So I sent Marks out, and I texted Yamagota 71. And I said, hey, I got to send you out your shirt for making the intro. And he's like, yeah, man, here's my address. I got it. It's still in my car. The shirt.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it on its way?
Sure, it's on its way. But like I said, I'm a hobo. So, yeah, I'm literally doing this show underneath a bridge right now.
So, all right.
Yeah, right. So that was awesome. Buck called in. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Hard times, baby, is when you are Captain Hobo and you can't do the show.
Yes.
At the place that you live, baby, that's hard times.
That's very hard times. I can attest to that, brother. Testify.
We funky like a monkey, baby. We funky like a monkey.
Funky like a monkey. That's right. Let me see here. Where were we at?
Yeah, I just like I could say people saying about the Atlanta game, they're all the defense is all banged up and they're kind of bad. Like I'm not going to set up myself expecting 30 points because we don't score points. So I'm just going to say 27-24 Bears.
27-24. Okay.
Yeah.
I was on the Bears Brawl podcast a couple times, and a guy by the name of Pavid Drentz. You can switch the names up as much as you want because the guy's a fool. Every time I was on, he would predict the Bears scoring 42 points. I was like, what the fuck? And I just didn't understand it. And every time I hear people predicting scores, I think of that idiot. I don't know. I don't know why I do, but I do. Anyway, I do not feel good about this game tomorrow. There's an 0-2 team. If there was a crowd, I would predict Atlanta to win the game. But since there is not a crowd and I love the Bears, I'm going to say the Bears are going to win 17-10. I don't think this offense is capable of scoring 34 points like our friend Buck said without a defensive touchdown right now.
I was about to say, like, they could have busted it open on offense last Sunday. They just had miscues and drops, and it doesn't help. Yeah. It should have been 28-0 at halftime.
Right. No, you're right. It should have been.
Okay, so what are we on to now?
We are on to, let me see here. What's the next?
Are we on to the roast? Are we on to the roast?
Hold on. We can be really quick. AEW news. No, there's no AEW news. No, no one cares or what?
Well, they had last week was Moxley versus Kingston for the title. It was a pretty good match.
Uh-huh.
Because they were going to have like a 6-man tag, but Lance Archer tested positive for COVID, so they took him out.
Is that because of Chris Jericho's concert?
No, he said he got it. A friend of his gave it to him or something. So that's very unfortunate. But I want to see that. I want to see that 6-man tag.
Well, I hope he's okay.
He has a title match against Mox October 14th. So maybe he'll be cleared for that. Thunder Rosa, I just hope like AEW can snag her away from NWA right now.
See, AEW need to sign her. Their women's division is so bad they had to bring in the NWA champion.
Well, it was an open challenge, number one, because they wanted to mix cross promotions and indie promotions or indie wrestlers.
I don't like that. I don't. AEW.
Why? That gives them exposure. Like Thunder Rosa's got so much exposure right now. It's unreal.
Okay, but she should just be on AEW then.
But there's contracts that you can't just rip up. There's handshakes. There's eye winks that Tony Khan's like, okay, I won't take her just yet. We'll put her on this show. We'll give you guys exposure. It's you rub your back, I scratch yours type of situation.
I don't understand how he hasn't tried to sign her yet because
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he's not like, well, I'm not going to give her a contract. She put on like 3 amazing matches. Yeah, dude, she's really trying to sign her. It's just not happening yet, and it's going to take time.
I just can't believe that AEW can't sign her away from NWA. Like
they will, Captain. They will. It's just a waiting game.
Stupid.
Stop playing Monday morning wrestling GM. You don't know how business works, Captain.
I do know how business works. I understood. I understood all the releases that WWE did, and people are still giving them shit. But I understood why they did all those releases. I understood that. But
you can tell. You don't run a business. You can tell. Ha, 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 ha.
I used to run a business.
But, yeah, used to. Yeah, used yeah. To. So you didn't know how. You sold out. There you go.
That's right.
Is that all it for All Elite Wrestling news?
Well, in case other people want to call up and talk about it, then we can do that. But
is my girlfriend Georgia? Is my girlfriend Georgia? I mean, not my girlfriend. Is she showing up? Is she gonna call?
I don't think so. She just wished me a happy birthday, and that was it. So, yeah.
Damn.
I think she was going to do that. So there we go.
She doesn't. She never DMs me. I don't get it. Like,
well, ours is just friendly, bro.
No. What are you worried about? Of course, it's going to be friendly.
Talk about wrestling.
Listen,
that's it.
I can't do. I'm not being jelly.
Stop being jelly. You're being jelly on the show right now.
No. I'm not being. I'm not trying to get into that. No. But she never DMs me.
Well, if you wouldn't be such a dickhead troll, maybe she would.
Maybe. Okay. So.
Live by the troll tweet, die by the troll tweet.
I will die by that troll tweet. Okay. We have a special guest on the show.
Yes, we do.
He is a comedian from, where is he from, J-Rock?
He's from my hometown, North Carolina, but he is living in Florida right now.
Right. So it's J-Rock's birthday. We thought it'd be funny to roast, and we were able to get a hold of a world-renowned comedian, which is, it's pretty cool to have him on the show. Brad McDonald is his name. Brad, are you there?
I am here.
Brad, it is amazing to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to roast our good friend J-Rock.
You know, it's really strange. I've never actually spoken on the show as myself. It's almost like I wanted to get into character, even to do this bit. But anyway, it's good to talk to both of you guys. Hopefully you guys are holding up through the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, we're doing good. I mean, I'm doing good. J-Rock seems to be holding it together, right?
Yeah, like the Pearl Jam song goes, I'm still alive.
Cool. Yeah, same here, man. I mean, the Miami area was like a COVID hotbed. And man, people will still fight you over a mask anywhere you go right now.
Is that where you're living currently? Is in the Miami area?
I live Fort Lauderdale, actually.
Oh, you live in Fort Lauderdale. God, I go to Fort Lauderdale quite a bit. I should call you. Yeah, when I'm there.
It's been a crazy year with the whole COVID thing. I ended up getting caught in the middle of a Black Lives Matter protest while holding a sick dog. It was crazy.
You got in the middle of a Black Lives Matter protest?
Well, I got a really old dog, like 16 years old. And it's kind of like getting like arthritis all over its body. So The dog can't walk. And all it can do is lift up its head. So we take it to the vet. You know, we were in there for a really long time. And this is in the middle of all the protests and all that kind of stuff. And we went in to the place. We saw like a smattering of folks down by the stoplight holding signs. But We didn't really know that this was going to be the hotbed of the center of the town. This shopping center is going to be the huge protesting area that evening. And we didn't know this.
Right.
So we're inside tending to the dog, making the decision on whether to put it down or not. And so we decided we'll take the dog home and we'll enjoy it for a week. And then we'll call this place called Pause for Hope. They'll come over and they'll put it to sleep and we can all, you know, hold paws or hold hands. And anyway, we come out of the vet and I'm holding this dog. And there's like 1,000 people at this protest. And I walk out the door with this sick dog. And this person runs up to me and starts yelling all these crazy things in my face. And it was just crazy as shit. But yeah, we're making it through all that. Right now I've been working on some hip hop records with these young hip hop artists in Fort Lauderdale. I'm gonna talk about it a bit if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, listen, from the death of XXXTentacion in 2017, the area of South Florida was left with the drought of young hip hop artists, being that Kodak Black is now locked up in jail. So I've been making these beats. Like, I've sent J-Rock, you've heard some of my stuff, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I got this kid. I mean, he's going to be huge. I mean, he's going to be on every rap. He's going to be on Howard Stern. He's going to be you know, this kid is going to be hot, you know. And I'll tell you his name. Let me tell you his name.
Mm-hmm.
Little Foreskin. He's going to be hot. What's so funny? I mean, listen, I got a girl. We got a girl on the team, Little A Cup. She's gonna be the biggest hoe. I'm just saying. I mean, guys, we're gonna take hip hop over. But anyway, we're gonna get on
this. This is the whitest. This is the whitest dude that I knew in school, by the way. Okay.
What do you mean, J-Rock?
What do you mean? You played country music growing up, right? A little bit of rock.
Actually, to be honest with you, you were really the person that changed me into liking rock and roll, actually. You know, I never told you that, but you really were. I think it was like you gave me like a rap tape. I think it was
J-Rap.
Yeah, rap.
Like it. And then you introduced me to Appetite for Destruction. You were actually the person that gave me that tape to check out. You know,
I was the first kid in school to have that album, that cassette tape.
Yeah, you were like
I was on it.
Kid. Because James was like the greaser of the school. He was like the Fonzie, you know. James,
there you go.
James was like the kid who talked about beating off. You know, we never were like, oh my god, he's mentioned beating off. You know what I mean? And like James was like, hell yeah, I beat off. You know, and it was like, whoa, this kid is like an alien, you know? And we're all like in there, and everybody's like, we're all huddled, and we're like, and we kind of look at each other, I'm like, do you beat off? Or what do you call it? Beating off? You mean I play with myself? Yeah, the hand car, the hand job. Yeah, everything your grandpa calls it. And, you know, then there was James over there, like, smoking the Marlboro with the sleeves rolled up.
A badass.
He was James was the badass, and James smoked cigarettes, but when we had the football team, James was like the baddest tight end you ever saw, because James was like, because we were like, James, play football. He's like, yeah, fuck that shit. And we finally got James to play football, and it, you know, the whole time he's like walking in the back, he's like, yeah, whatever, fuck the shit. And then we get on the field, and Mr. Tyner is like, I remember the first day, the first day of basketball, football practice. You know, we're like in the locker room, you know. And the coach comes in and he grabs James and he spins him around kind of angrily. And he points in his face, he goes, boy, you good. And we were like, damn, you know, that kind of new kid got a kudos, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I got an attaboy.
Yeah, I remember, and I don't know if James remembers this stuff, but my best friend in school was Brett Allen. And we had such a bad football team that we only scored 2 touchdowns the whole year or some shit. And James, do you remember when Brett recovered that fumble and ran it back for a touchdown?
I was there. I was running with him, bro.
No, what I'm saying, but do you remember you were the one that made that block? You put that guy on his ass. Do you remember that?
That was the punt. I lit him up. I remember that.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever he got the ball, there was this guy there, and you just ran over that motherfucker like Mike Tyson on crack. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of my fucking way. My name is J-Rock, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it was kind of funny because I love basketball more than I did football. And when the first day of football practice, I was laying people on their ass, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah, because we had to talk to James in the plan. You know, it was like, James, man, come on, man. You were like, man, I gotta get home and beat off. I'm like, no, come on, man, just give football a chance.
Hey, I was making out with chicks too. I wasn't just beating off. I mean,
J-Rock. Of course.
Oh yeah, because I'm not gonna name any names, but like the bad girl, like, you know, it was like she was like 2 years older than us, and her name was Beep. And all of a sudden, I see James walking down to the trailer house, and I'm like, oh boy, look at him go down to the trailer house. I ain't gonna say no names.
Don't say any names, but like when I just transferred that school, I was like in fifth grade or sixth grade, dating
James,
eighth grader.
Where did you come from?
I came from Florida the first time.
So you came from Florida to Mamers?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And how old were you then?
I don't know. I think I was, what was it, like fifth grade, sixth grade? I think sixth grade had Miss Thomas as a teacher.
Did you come and go back and come back? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I did. I did twice.
It must have been in a really close time span.
Yeah, it was. Like maybe 8 years altogether. All right, so we're gonna get to the roast here. You got the ones pulled up from Twitter.
I've always wondered this question. So you came in fifth grade or sixth grade?
Sixth grade. Sixth grade.
Ah, that's right. That's when we did the putting on the hit.
Yeah. So when I got there, I started dating an eighth grader, which is like kind of unheard of.
That's what I'm saying. That's that bad girl I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she ended up doing things that made people think she was really bad. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. And like God only knows who it is. Only really you and I in the hemisphere at this point in time in existence.
Right.
You know, it's crazy though. But are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Am I the only person that's roasting you?
No, Captain's got some too. You got some, right, Captain?
Yep. I got some. And I was hoping for some phone calls too, but I don't think we're gonna get any. But I got like three.
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first.
Well, hold on. Let's do the Twitters and then we'll do you guys.
Okay.
Let's do that. The responses.
At Ivan Kudia Balaski, you know who I'm talking about. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He said, I am an independent thinker. I refuse to roast fellow comrade J-Rock. Long live North Carolina.
Beautiful.
Yeah. At a Gonzo Left Arm says, when J-Rock did that song with Lil Wayne, I was sure he was going to blow up all my life. I don't know what that means.
I think maybe he's got the J-Rocks confused.
Your junk food buddy at J74564170. Does the junk food buddy ever tweet about junk food or just retweet Mega Hour shit? I don't know.
He's a big Mega Hour junk food.
He
fan.
Is. J-Rock is so fat and sloppy, he's starting to morph into Ron Jeremy.
Without the girth and size, by the way.
That's a junk food buddy. At one of the best guys I know, VTBS homie. I wish he lived closer because we'd argue about politics, but we'd love each other. J-Rock teasing Cap about living in middle of the cornfield while he drives 30 minutes to meet the pizza delivery guy.
That's right. He had another one, too. He had another snap.
Oh, yeah,
it was about me liking Papa John's pizza.
Out of one. Okay, Monk Master Flex at Monk Master. I hope you like my... made from your mama's pubic hairs. Ew. our a good friend again, BTBS homie. Fun fact, J-Rock's name doesn't come from his choice of music, from his drug of choice.
I'm the fattest crackhead I know, if that's the case.
Bears Girl 80, our friend from the north in Canada, says, happy birthday, you crazy mofo, with a Hulk Hogan gif of playing the guitar with the NWO World
Heavy. Yeah, she knows me so well.
She's great. And former guest of the show at Sleep Expert says, sending out birthday wishes to you, J-Rock, with a kissy face emoji. Ooh. And by the way, weren't you born on the highway? Because that's where most accidents happen. Oh, Sleep Expert.
Did you see my response?
You said this explains why I love Roadhead. That's hot. Hey Karen, it wouldn't be messy if you swallowed.
Oh geez, we're getting real blue on this show right now.
We're going back to season one, episode one. Swallow, Karen, just swallow. Okay, Peruchik said, I have nothing bad to say about J-Rock. If anything, he makes us all laugh. Hope he has a wonderful birthday weekend.
Nice. That's an MVP tweet. I appreciate that so much.
Whatever.
No, I do. I do. Look, I'm doing this to take the heat off you. And
the heat off of me.
Yeah, to take the heat off you, put the heat on me a little bit, but it's kind of worked and it kind of didn't. But when we do you a roast, it's going to be massive. There's going to be so many more responses. It's going to be unreal.
You see, I don't think so. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buck got you good. J Rock eats Papa John's pizza.
I eat shitty pizza. Joke's on me.
Yeah. Yep. And our buddy Jeff Bartlett, 85, former guest of the show. Happy birthday, J Rock. I hope it's elite. Ew, that was the worst one ever.
That's the best.
Yeah.
This birthday has been all elite. It's been all elite, no doubt.
Captain Hugs has wrote a couple of them down.
So that's all of them?
A couple of them are okay. The third one, I was kind of like, eh, I don't know. Since J-Rock is 44 years old now, you know, he's not really having the sex that much. So he has to jerk off more. So J-Rock jerks off so much in the shower that he gets hard when it rains.
That's a good one.
You like that? Oh yeah, yeah.
I got to give you credit on that. But listen to this. This I got a soundtrack that deserves a soundtrack, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
There you go. Now, if it's going to be lame, I'm going to hit you with the so sad, okay? So don't try that.
Oh, I got some lame ones.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Captain.
Okay.
That was a good one. That was a good one, by the way.
That was a good one.
Okay. Well, okay. It gets worse from here.
That was an 8, almost a 9.
Okay. It gets worse from here. Okay. I'm sorry, J-Rock, being old and ugly, it's not a crime to be old and ugly. It's a good thing in J-Rock's case, because otherwise he'd get the electric chair.
Oh, come on.
Bro. I'm totally kidding. You're handsome as fuck. I'm just kidding. Oh, no.
Handsome for bloated Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And bloated Ron Jeremy.
This is the worst one by far. J-Rock is so country that Alan Jackson tells him to calm down.
That's very creative, though.
Yeah.
Very creative.
There we go.
I mean, Alan Jackson, I guess he's all right.
Oh, ain't down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You know that song.
Yeah, I think everybody does if you grew up in the 90s.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah. What other songs does he have?
I really don't know. I'm not sure. I really have no idea.
All right, so what else you got?
That's all. I mean, I couldn't really come up with them because I like you. I love you. You're my friend. I couldn't come up with anything more. You're just
this is why you rose.
I know, but I came up with three good ones. But you're just such a good guy.
I did the same thing too. I had to tone mine back.
Yeah,
I did.
All right. So
I was like, well, Brad, that's too much. You know,
that's too much. It's not too much on the show. Okay,
right.
So
have at it.
If you got it still written down, use it. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Yeah, you know.
You're up, Brad. You're up.
Oh, okay. You ready? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I got 16%. Okay, should I do the bad ones first or just like throw them anything out?
Just throw them in.
J-Rock's dick so little. He gets turned down while watching the Smurfs.
It's a small dick joke. Captain's going to love that. He's
going
to love it. All right, that was a good one.
J-Rock's tooth fairy died broke.
What? What?
See, that's not
what?
The tooth fairy died broke?
J-Rock's tooth fairy died broke.
I love that. That's really good.
I don't think that's... What do you think, J-Rock? Your call.
I don't know. Is it, you saying I have no teeth or what? What is?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's actually a good thing. Actually, you have all your teeth. So yeah, that one's kind of lame.
No, that was good. He lost all his teeth. Yeah, I like it.
No, I don't have. What are you talking about? I've got my teeth.
Because
what do
basically
you mean?
Through my day, I just had this piece of paper and I wrote them down really fast, and I'm trying to decipher the writing. Okay, I'm gonna try this one. Stevie Wonder sees more pussy than you do.
Yeah, these days I agree. This deserves a track.
That was the best one.
All right,
Brad, that was great.
I'm just throwing it out there. The show Naked and Afraid you thought was about the first time you had sex.
All right. I mean, first time you have sex, you are kind of nervous.
Yeah, you're nervous.
My first time wasn't good. I don't think anybody has like ram bam. Thank you. Good gosh, that was amazing the first time.
I don't think I got totally naked. But
yeah, the first time I ever did, I was wearing a cowboy hat, and that's something to tell folks.
That's because you were at a rodeo.
I was in a cow trailer.
What? How? No. Hey, how old were you guys when you lost it?
What's that?
Oh, geez.
How old were you, J-Rock?
Yeah, good question for James. Fonzie. Yeah, you go first, Fonzie.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Like 12 or 13.
No,
12.
You are you serious?
I'm guessing 12.
Hey,
yeah.
You were. And James was the bad girl I'm talking about. Was she the first?
No, she was like probably the. No, never mind. She was not the first.
But yeah, you're onto something there. What was she? Was she the fourth or fifth?
Was she what?
Was she like the second or third?
No, it was like, yeah. I mean, the first couple of handfuls, maybe.
Oh my!
Like the what? first couple
of
handfuls.
Wait a minute. First couple of handfuls.
Yeah, I'm saying she wasn't my first. That wasn't my first.
Okay, good night.
It's you down the road. I was like, yeah.
You were 12 when you first had sex.
Dude, I had older siblings, man, and they had. You know, magazines and videos and stuff. I got my hands on them.
Yeah, see like we would go to James's house and like look at porn and shit, and like we were like supercharged. I think because we had like a friend of ours was like smelling James's mom's underwear or some shit one time. We were like, "What's he doing in there?" And we burst in the door, and dude's jerking off with a pair of underwear on his head.
I remember when I was in sixth grade, I went to a friend's house. His name was Shannon. And he put on a porn. It was the first porn I ever seen. Like, I was sheltered as shit. And he was like,
"Yeah, me too."
Yeah. And the guy was like, he was eating her out, right? And he's like, Hey, Michael, what's he doing to her? I think I might have told this story before in the like first season. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys remember how old you were when you first started being curious about sex?
I think it was probably sixth grade.
Or birds and the bees, that type of shit, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, he said, "What's he doing, Michael?" And he kind of said his hand sort of was like, "I don't know, fingering." He's like, "No, you idiot, he's eating her out." I was like, I'd never heard the term eating her out in my life. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. But anyway, here we go.
Right. So here's a little background story. Like back in the day, everybody would come hang out at my house.
Yeah.
You know, because – I smoked back then. My dad didn't really give a shit if I did smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be stealing his beers or stealing whoever's beers that
we would go over to James's and smoke.
Brad was a little sheltered kid. Him and other ones would come over, and then we would just hang out and party. And
yeah.
Then, you know,
yeah.
It was like a whole, man, I don't know. You got girls over there. You're playing 7 Minutes in Heaven and Spin the Bottle and all this crap. And it would go on like basically like every weekend.
Yeah.
So my place was a hot spot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember what's that one guy? I had a boner one time and I got up and, like to go like get a beer and like my boner brushed it by the side of the head. You know, we were
me?
Watching porn and he's like, "Dude, just got a boner in my head." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, you know, I didn't realize."
I don't remember no boners hitting me, but
no, it wasn't you.
Okay, all right, all right.
But we were watching porn. That's the same time we're all like these sheltered kids, and we're all sitting here with boners, and we're like questioning.
I think maybe I was a bad, looking back, maybe I was a bad influence. I introduced you guys to like heavy metal and like smoking and like drinking beers and
yeah, you were
making
you
out
were the
making out with chicks.
You were the rebel. You introduced us to. Like, yeah, and, like, you had, like a pentagram or something on your notebook, and I remember everybody was talking about that, like, oh, my God, he's a devil worshiper.
The legend of me grows by, like, I mean, this is crazy.
I think we were out on, like, the baseball field, and it was, like, fresh red dirt. And we're standing there, and James jumps up there and does like a big cross and, like, X's it out. And we're all like, holy cow. Oh, my God, blasphemy. Blasphemy.
I was stupid. I was a stupid kid. I wasn't no devil. Everybody, you know.
I mean, you were just doing stuff like kid stuff, but everybody was like, oh, my God, that's a pentagram on his notebook. Did you see that?
You know. Kid stuff indeed. Yeah. So, Brad, we got off the subject here. So what else you got?
Wasn't there something about one time everybody said you and Kevin Buchanan buried a kitten and ran over its head with a lawnmower? You remember that?
No, hell no.
We'll get back to and one more thing before we go back to sex. This is a very entertaining story. I just want to tell it real quick. Because it's funny and we're here to talk about funny stuff. But the first time I started questioning sex was I was at my friend TJ Patterson's house. You remember TJ, right, James?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, his dad had all those horses. Like, he shoot horses.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, I went over with my dad because we had a cow pasture right beside there. And so my dad's, we're all talking to him, and they're, like, breeding a horse. You know what I mean? They got the mare tied up, and they got the male horse getting ready to mount her. You know what I mean? Okay, so I'm standing there just watching it happen. Like, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I guess this is sex, you know? This is how I was made. Well, anyway, the horse starts jumping and bumping around. Well, anyway, the, like, 20-inch cock slides out of the female horse, and it jizzes all over me. Like, just shot fucking jizz all over my face and my whole body. Rocket speed.
Get out of here. It didn't happen.
Dude, I swear to God. Dude, you ask Joey Patterson, him is the funniest shit. Like, the dick just came out and started shooting jizz everywhere. And jizz, and it fucking splashed right on my chest. Like a big load of jizz.
Oh, my God.
This is no bullshit. I swear on my mama's grave. My mom passed away from cancer. I swear on her grave it happened. Just a big load of horse jizz. Bam, right in my collarbone, you know?
Damn. Mr. Ed was he was pent up.
Well, anyway, they were pissed off because, you know, the horses ain't going to breed now because he shot his load. And he's ready to just run off into the pasture, you know. And they're like, damn, he fucking pulled out. Fucking lost that jizz. And we're like, damn. And, you know, I'm like, whoa, go some jizz, you know, just fucking everywhere. Okay, back to the roast. All right.
Back to the roast.
Enough talking about why I started questioning sex. I think it was on the way home. I was like, Dad, is that where I came from? Anyway, all right. Number 9. Your wife, you are so ugly. Your wife takes you everywhere with her because she doesn't want to kiss you goodbye.
All right. That is a good one. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. You bought an iPad mini just to make your dick look bigger.
Keep going with the dick jokes because Captain loves those.
I love them.
I just want to make sure I don't miss any. You dream of drowning fish. I don't know. That was the small one that I just wrote down.
I don't get that one.
That's not a good one. You secretly idolize Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, God, no. No, J-Rock, no. No, Brad, you didn't go there. Oh, God.
Oh, so you guys know who he is. You remember that. Okay, good. That joke worked.
Yeah, we get it.
I didn't think you would remember Jerry Sandusky. Okay, I think we're getting down to the last. That might be all of them. Here's one. You thought that you're so stupid. You thought the charge of sex trafficking was about having sex in a car.
All right.
And, that was good. That was a good one.
I think that's all of them. I think that was one I had written on the side. I don't know. Do you want to hear it? Should I share it?
Yeah, go ahead.
James is so pimp.
Yeah.
James is so pimp. He had a picture of Jeffrey Epstein on his bedroom wall before we even knew who he was. Mic drop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is that a good one?
That was great. That was great. J-Rock, okay. Did you survive? Did you survive your roast?
Yeah, I survived it. Of course. Okay. You had one from Bill Murray, by the way. He said something about that I'm so old that his wife wouldn't sleep with me or something.
And that is actually a huge roast because that's saying something. Because from what my understanding, his wife sleeps with everybody but him. So.
Yeah, this coming from a guy that his motto is, eat my wife's ass. It's the best meal in town.
You know boom, what? Roast. He deserves that. Hopefully next show he can call in.
Guys, I'm sorry. I forgot one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, shit. I got one more.
All right.
Okay. J-Rock is so fat. He puts peanut butter on his Viagra.
It's mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise. He says it's mayonnaise. All right.
That's all I got. Well,
Captain, I got one for you, Captain.
Okay.
All right. Captain impersonates John Travolta when he visits male massage parlors.
Oh, funny, funny, funny.
Say that again.
I said, Captain impersonates John Travolta when he visits male massage parlors. I'm here for the all male massage. What's that? Hey, Ma.
All right. Well, you know what? I think I'm not gay, Ma.
I'm not gay, Ma. I just like guys touching me, Ma. Don't touch my hair. Don't touch my hair, Ma. Please.
I promise. I think, you know what, in 2 weeks, I think we'll be able to do a roast of me if anybody wants to do that because it's getting close to my birthday. So I had a lot of fun with J-Rox.
How old will you be?
I will be 39.
When is it? When is your birthday?
October 16th.
October 6th.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that will...
Is that what you said?
Yeah, October 16th. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, we can, we'll definitely do that. That's coming around the bend.
Yeah, it's coming around the bend. J-Rock, I would like to say that I've had a blast with you. Just DMing you on a whim about a podcast has been great. Happy birthday to you.
And guys, what does DM mean?
That's a direct message on Twitter.
I've been hearing that a lot.
That's what that is. That little envelope. That. Yeah, you need to follow me back too, by the way, Brad.
I did. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, follow me back. And I hope we get to celebrate more, like a lot more birthdays together on this podcast. So. Yes. I love you, man. I hope Tuesday, it was actually your birthday, that you have a great day and yes, everything sir. Good happens to you. All right?
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, brother.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. I think yours will be a lot better.
It was fun catching up. There were some things about you, J-Rock, I never knew, and I was able to learn a little bit more. That's awesome.
Yeah, Brad has a boner for my chick. By the way, he's always
well. I don't blame him.
The prettiest girl. I'm just telling you, man.
I saw that rack and I was like, damn.
Oh, man. I was driving today. I just kind of looked at my phone at the stoplight. I almost crashed.
I will subscribe to her OnlyFans if she has one, okay?
All right. Appreciate everybody. Family, friends. I'm lucky to have my chick. I'm lucky to have all you guys. I appreciate everybody out there. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. We're going to keep this show rolling. The trains keep rolling. It's going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And we're going to come at you again and again and again and again. We're never
we go on forever and ever and ever. All right, guys. You guys have a great night.
Yes, we do, bro.
Thanks for listening.
I just want to give a shout out. Everybody be looking for that album by Little Foreskin. Going to be in stores. Pick it up.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace out, everybody.
Good night, boys.